The former Soviet state of Belarus, where up to 90% of the Jewish population was wiped out during the Second World War, was the setting this week for an international conference on Christian-Jewish dialogue. The three-day meeting in the capital Minsk brought together Orthodox, Catholic, Jewish and Muslim leaders, together with members of the diplomatic community, to discuss religious values as the basis of mutual respect in society, especially in such times of global economic crisis. Heading the Vatican delegation at the conference was Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity. Cardinal Walter Kasper, you've just been attending this conference on Catholic-Jewish relations there in Minsk, the first time, I believe, that such a conference has been held in Belarus.
Yes, it's the first time for such a conference, but it was my second stay in Minsk. We have very good relations with the Metropolitan Philarete of Minsk, and there are very fraternal relations between Orthodox and Catholics, and now Orthodox and Catholics together organized this conference about the Jewish-Christian relations, and I was very much astonished and surprised. It went very well, and because Jewish-Christian relations in Eastern Europe are still delicate questions, but there was a great openness from both sides. Also, the rabbis which were present were very content and satisfied with all things. I could a little bit tell what we are doing the last 40 years in our commission for religious relations with the Jews. And it was very clear there's a new page open today in these relations. Jews and Christians have a unique relations. We deplore very much also anti-Semitism and anti-Judaism, which was in the past, and especially in the Shoah, which was a very painful experience also in Belarus, because in Minsk there was a very high percentage of Jews, and now they are reduced to something like 1% in the population, so they suffered a lot. But the decision was clear to go together and to work together to contribute for peace and justice in the world of today. Of course, we do not overlook the differences which remain between Jews and Christians, it's clear, but we have to recognize each other in our otherness, and I think this was there was a general consensus about it.
As you say, Belarus lost more than almost any other country during the Shoah. About 90% of the Jewish community was wiped out at that time.
Yes.
What is the situation, do you think, there today? There has been concern about a new rise of anti-Semitism recently.
Well, of course, the Shoah is a very deep wound in the souls of all Jews, and it's also a mark of identity today. But, they are concerned about new rays of anti-Semitism. We also about it because the Second Vatican Council condemned all cases and phenomenon of xenophobia and of anti-Semitism. And so I think that's our common duty to defend and to struggle against these new tendencies, because every human being has a unique dignity by God, and we have to defend ourselves against such stupid things that anybody can be hated because he belongs to a certain ethnia or to a certain group of people. That's stupid. It's against human dignity. And John Paul II told very clearly, anti-Semitism is sin. And this we have to say. But this new anti-Semitism normally does not come from Christians. It comes from people who are far from any religion allegiance, and say it's often a loss of their own orientation in life. But it's not our problem, but it's our common duty to struggle against these new tendencies, because such a tragedy as the Shoah was cannot be repeated.
What about the situation of the Catholic Church there in Minsk? How much, under the new law, religious freedom law of 2002, how much freedom does the Church have to really carry out its pastoral activities today?
Well, as you know, Belarus is not looked well upon in the Western world, but the church, the freedom of the church is given. There is no problem at all. And also the collaboration between the Orthodox Church, which is the majority church, and the Catholic Church, which are mostly of Polish people, is very good. And this Metropolitan Philarete is a very fine church leader, and with him we have best relations. There is especially a common institute, St. Cyril and Methodius in Lviv, which we support also financially. And, well, the collaboration is very good. It's better than the whole rest of the former Soviet Union.
My thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.